You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, everybody. Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network on a Tuesday, December 29th, and a Wednesday, December 30th. Matt Derry with you, and we're brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, made for football watching. This football season is different. Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Big weekend of football. Pepsi, the refreshment you need to power through Sunday, a huge day of games, and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Lions playing out the string Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field. I've said it once, and I'll continue to say it all week. A game the Lions need to lose. And they need to shut Matthew Stafford down. There's no reason to play him with the rib and the finger and the ankle problems. But again, Stafford is going to fight tooth and nail to be out there and play on Sunday. The Lions currently draft 7th in the first round. They lose, they could get up to as high as number 3 with some help, and that would be fantastic. Coming up on the show today, a player that Bob Quinn and many other NFL GMs, let's be fair, but a player that Bob Quinn could have used, didn't draft, is now an all-world defender. And Mike Tomlin talked about him today, and it just ticked me off. We'll get into that. Also, the Packers being lauded for having an unbelievable front office with Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst. How have they drafted as compared to the Lions the last 3 years? We'll tell you. Promised you yesterday we'd get into this Urban Meyer discussion, as there were reports over the weekend that Meyer is looking into the NFL and maybe coming out of retirement, and there would be some interest from the Lions, reportedly, and Jacksonville. And also, Robert Saleh, if he gets the Lions head coaching job, who's he bringing to Detroit with him? A 49ers analyst you'll hear from coming up on the show momentarily. We're on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Lions and Vikings coming up Sunday at Ford Field. Now, earlier today, Mike Tomlin was talking, and the Steelers head coach making news because they're going to rest some of their players, including Ben Roethlisberger. He will not play Sunday against the Browns. Pittsburgh has wrapped up the AFC North. It's obvious they don't care if they're the 2 or the 3 seed in the AFC. So Big Ben is not playing. Mason Rudolph will start. But Tomlin was asked about TJ Watt and should he be defensive player of the year. Tomlin said today, quote, TJ's visiting from another planet, to be quite honest of you. He's got freakishly unique talent coupled with freakishly unique work habits, which in my opinion is defensive player of the year quality. TJ Watt is in his 4th pro season. He leads the NFL in sacks with 15. He leads the NFL in tackles for loss with 23. And if you recall in 2017, and I know I'm going to tick off some of you when I do this, but I'm doing it, the Detroit Lions could have drafted T.J. Watt out of Wisconsin, but instead at number 21, they took Jared Davis. Jared Davis, who, by the way, is going to be playing his last game as a Detroit Lion this coming Sunday, because no one in their right minds is bringing him back, and his 5th-year option was not picked up. Jared Davis was a stud linebacker that was playing mostly inside at Florida that could really run. I'll be the first to tell you, I thought was a good pick at 21. Jared Davis is one of the lowest rated linebackers in the NFL over the last 4 years. His PFF grade this year actually isn't that bad, although we told you yesterday he had a 29.3 grade in last Sunday's game, which is almost nearly impossible. TJ Watt getting drafted number 30. 9 picks after Jared Davis. That may go down as one of the biggest misses by NFL teams drafting in the top 20 or so since, like, when Ed Reed fell from grace out of Miami to the Ravens at 24 many years ago. But seriously, think about that. You're getting a Hall of Fame type talent, the Steelers are, at number 30, a game changer. And the Lions, 9 picks ahead, are taking a guy that has made very little impact in 4 years and hurts your defense more than it helps it. Think about this if you're the Lions. Let's just have a little fun here for a second. Because TJ Watt is a beast. And the Lions have had nothing off the edge like TJ Watt. Imagine having TJ Watt instead of Jared Davis, Derek Brown instead of Jeffrey Okuda, Ed Oliver or Devin Bush instead of TJ Hockenson. And I know TJ Hockenson is a very good football player, and he's been had a really nice second year. Dallas Goedert, the tight end, instead of Kerryon Johnson, then you wouldn't have had to have drafted TJ Hockenson. AJ Brown instead of Jelani Tavai. It's incredible. And you wonder why I keep saying that the Lions might have to move away from Matthew Stafford in order to rebuild this defense, because this defense is so bad. But the defense could have had Derek Brown, TJ Watt, Darius Slay, Quandre Diggs, they all could have stayed. Ed Oliver, Devin Bush, any of those guys. And it's an indictment on Bob Quinn, and it is why Bob Quinn is comparable to Matt Millen. TJ Watt is going to be making, after next year, so much money. 15 sacks. We're sitting here talking about what a year Romeo Okwara has had. And it's been a good year for Romeo, and he's going to get paid. I don't know if he's going to stay with the Lions, but God bless the guy. He's worked hard. He's been one guy on defense that you can, you know, pat on the back. He has 9 sacks. He has 6 sacks less than TJ Watt. And people are talking about him for Defensive Player of the Year for the second straight year. He didn't get it last year, but he was up in the running a year ago. And you look at the Lions, and you look at that defense, and you look at the overhaul that's coming, and then you look back at these drafts. Yes, maybe some of it is system. You know, I was arguing with a guy on Twitter today. Oh, I want to see more of Tracy Walker and see how he would be in another system. Sure, coaching has a lot to do with it. And again, Bob Quinn picked the coach. But TJ Watt, yeah, some of it's system, but some of it is he can get around tackles. And he can get to the quarterback and make plays because he's a special talent. And the Lions passed him up for Jared effing Davis, who can't play. Now, maybe Jared Davis will go somewhere else, like Kyle Van Noy did. I don't know. And flourish. I don't see it. He'll have a job next year, but it won't be in Detroit. I don't see it. Him being this. It's just mind-boggling. Man, speaking of the draft, I want to talk a little bit about the Packers. We'll do that coming up next and do a little compare contrast. Also, are we ready for some football? College football bowl games are back, and you want to bet on the games? You got to do it at Bet Online, all right? NFL regular season finishing up this weekend. Playoff picture becoming clearer. Huge games this weekend. You want to get on the action. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust on this podcast, and that is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account and betonline.ag. You do that there and use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and you're going to get 50% with a welcome bonus. Your 50% welcome bonus. All right. Again, big games this weekend. It's the weekend. There's big games. That Colts game has meaning. The Titans game, Dolphins and Bills, Browns and Steelers, the NFC East up for grabs with the Cowboys and Giants and Eagles and WFT. You want to bet on those games? Don't be on the sidelines. Go to betonline.ag. Get in on the action, and don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, welcome back, everybody. Our buddy Jim Nagy, and we're going to get Jim on soon from the Senior Bowl, tweeted out yesterday talking about how the Packers are 12-3 and A lot of it has to do with Brian Gutekunst's drafting. And as Nagy pointed out, Green Bay's scouting department is one of the best. And I was texting with Jim today, and we're going to have him on soon. But you look at the Packers' drafts over the last 3 years, so 2018, 2019, and 2020. And we made fun of the Packers' draft when they this past year, especially when they took Jordan Love in the first round. But see, that worked because it motivated Aaron Rodgers. It actually worked. But you look at the draft picks and the impact that they had on each team. Let's go back to 2018. So we're going to compare Bob Quinn and Brian Gutekunst. All right, the Lions in 2018 took Frank Ragnow in the first round, excellent player, Kerryon Johnson in the second round, Tracy Walker in the third round, Deshaun Hand in the fourth round, Tyrell Crosby in the fifth round, and Nick Bawden, the fullback, in the seventh round. In 2018, the Packers drafted Jaire Alexander in the first round, Pro Bowl, all-everything cornerback. Second round, they took another corner in Josh Jackson. Third round, Owen Burks, inside linebacker. Fourth round, Jamon Moore is not even on the team. Fifth round, Cole Madison, a backup guard. J.K. Scott, their punter, in the fifth round. And then Marquez Valdez-Scantling at wide receiver in the fifth round. Equimanius St. Brown, wide receiver in the sixth round. And a backup defensive end, James Looney, in the seventh round. Now, if you really look at where the Lions did well, if you're talking about 2018, Ragnow's really good. Tyrell Crosby, serviceable. Kerryon Johnson, Tracy Walker, and Deshaun Hand. I mean, they all play, but they're not making impacts like Jaire's making, like J.K. Scott's made, like MVS has made, and St. Brown. But of all those guys, all right, Ragnow and Jaire Alexander have both made Pro Bowls. So it's kind of a wash. But let's keep going. 2019, the Packers drafted, or I should say the Lions drafted, T.J. Hockenson in the first round. Here's where it gets nasty. Jelani Tavai in the second round. Will Harris in the third round. Austin Bryant, fourth round. Amani Oruwariye, fifth round. Fulgham and Johnson, Ty Johnson, sixth-round picks. Isaac Nauta, seventh round. And P.J. Johnson, seventh round. The defensive end. The Packers in the first round in 2019 took Rashawn Gary, number 12. Darnell Savage, they had two first-round picks. Number 21, the safety, who's had a fantastic year and just signed with Drew Rosenhaus. Their starting center, Elgton Jenkins, who was more of a guard, starting guard, in the second round. Jay Sternberger, the tight end, in the third round. Kingsley Kike in the fifth round, the defensive tackle that plays a lot. Kadar Holman, cornerback. Dexter Williams, running back. Ty Summers, linebacker. But Gary, Savage, Jenkins, Sternberger, and Kike are all big-time players for this Packers team. The Lions have T.J. Hockenson and Amani Oruwariye, who are good players. Hockenson is a Pro Bowler. Can't argue with his numbers this year. They've been great. But other than that, huge swings and misses on Tavai, Harris, and Austin Bryant. Huge. Huge. And again, Austin Bryant was taken with pick 117. Kingsley Kike was taken at pick 150. You build your team and depth in the draft. Right? In the draft. And this past year, the Lions took Jeff Okuda at number 3. DeAndre Swift at number 35, Julian Okwara, Jonah Jackson, Logan Stenberg, who never plays, Quintez Cephas, Huntley, who's gone, Penasini, and Cornell, who's been hurt all year. Packers took Jordan Love to piss off Aaron Rodgers, and it worked. A.J. Dillon, the running back, we got a little taste of the other night. It's going to be good. Josiah DeGuara, the tight end, was taken in the third round. Kamal Martin, the linebacker, in the fifth round plays. John Runyon, who has stepped in and done a nice job as a swing tackle and guard for the Packers this year, was taken in the sixth round. and then a couple of guys in Vernon Scott and Jonathan Garvin who were taken in the seventh round late. But again, you look at how it was built, right? Jury is still going to be out on draft picks for this year. But man, the Packers have drafted so well and have so many depth pieces and good pieces there. Whereas with the Lions, you say, all right, of the guys we mentioned, total, Ragnow, Oruwariye, Hockenson, Jonah Jackson, Swift, that's all you know right now are guys that can play in this league, for sure. Okuda, you hope. I mean, he was picked number three. Really, it's an incomplete for Jeffrey this year. Whereas we're sitting here talking about the Packers and going, man, Jair Alexander is a beast, a stud. Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins. A.J. Dillon's going to be really good. Harris is a good football player. It just sucks. It sucks. Because we've got to get this done. The next GM has got to draft better. You got to hit on some of these big. That's why Green Bay is in the position it's in right now. And they got a great quarterback. And they've got the best receiver in the game. All right? Now, both those guys are veteran players. I get it. They were there before Gutekunst got there. But I'm just making a point. Drafting is everything. You've got to be able to draft well. You can't miss on Tavai and Harris and Kerryon that badly. Those are huge misses early in the draft. What's a better spot for Urban Meyer if he wants to take a taste of the NFL? And what about Robert Saleh? Who's he bringing to Detroit? We'll do that coming up. First, Built Go. Oh, my goodness gracious. You want some energy? All right? You want to get away from those energy drinks or those 5-hour energies? Then get yourself a Built Go. Built Go is a solution to break through your wall. All right? What is your wall? Is it a mental wall? Is it a physical wall late in the afternoon or middle of the day? You need to break through it with some energy. You get it done with Built Go. All right? Don't try to an energy drink that's going to throw you in the bathroom. Energy plus protein is the way to go with this gel called Built Go. It's the best workout gel on the market. Easy to take in 1.5-ounce packages. You put it in your briefcase, your back pocket. It's a 5-hour energy without that same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural. It's better for the body and it tastes good. 3 delicious flavors: peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, chocolate mint. All right, Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. This stuff actually makes you look better too. All right, go to the website, check it out. BuiltGo.com. Use the promo code LOCKED, LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go. So over the weekend, Adam Schefter came out with a report that Urban Meyer, longtime successful college football coach at Florida, at Utah, at Ohio State, of course, now on Fox as a college football analyst, is looking into the possibility, of returning to football and maybe taking a jab at the NFL. And a few teams have reached out with interest. Reports say Jacksonville. Urban spent time down there in Florida when he was at Gainesville, when he was in Gainesville. The Jaguars have a ton of cap space, a well-liked owner, and Trevor Lawrence, and warm weather. What about Detroit? I got to think Chris Spielman, fellow Buckeye with Urban Meyer, has reached out to Uncle Herb. Lions have Matthew Stafford. Lions could have a top 3 pick if all goes well this weekend. Lions have a little bit of cap space, some. And ownership that is usually liked around the league because they leave the coach alone. What's the better spot for Urban Meyer? And would you want Urban Meyer in Detroit? These people that say they don't want him here, or he's dirty, or he comes from Ohio, you're crazy. Urban Meyer is such a good football coach. He's a winner wherever he's been. Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State. Guy's a winner. Would I interview Urban Meyer and see if he's interested? 100%. But do I think the Jacksonville spot is better for him? Probably. They've got a gutted roster, so much cap space. You're in Florida, no state tax, and you're going to get to coach Trevor Lawrence. And there's going to be no expectations of you. There's going to be no pressure. Jacksonville could be a better spot for Urban Meyer. All right, last thing I wanted to hit on. This is Donte Whitner, the former safety of the San Francisco 49ers, on 49ers Talk at NBCSports.com. He was asked about if Robert Saleh leaves the Niners and becomes a head coach somewhere, who's he taking with him? The 49ers secondary, a lot of it, they're on last year of their deals. Richard Sherman, Jaquiski Tartt, Kaywan Williams, Jason Verrett, Akello Witherspoon, Dante Johnson, Emmanuel Mosley, and Marcel Harris are all free agents. Take a listen to what Donte Whitner said on NBCSports.com on 49ers Talk about what Saleh would do, and listen closely to what he has to say.
Donte, put on your general manager hat, or better yet, put on your Robert Saleh hat. With those guys who are going to be free agents, how many of those guys, if you're Robert Saleh and you get a job somewhere else, are you going to be trying to pull away? Are you going to be trying to pull away a Richard Sherman, a Verrett, an Akello Witherspoon, a Kaywan? Which guys would be attractive for you if you were in Robert Saleh's shoes to take with them?
Well, if I was Robert Saleh, I would try to take three guys. I would go with Kaywan Williams first and foremost. It's hard to master the nickel position, especially in this defense. They ask him to wear so many different hats. Defensive line, linebacker, safety, corner. They ask him to do so many things. They ask him to understand quarterback counts and how to manipulate the quarterback, body position, you know, being natural at the position. I would try to get Kaywan Williams. Then I would possibly try to get Witherspoon. Witherspoon is a guy who Saleh has openly talked about, you know, loving this guy and loving the way that he performs in practice. And I could see him getting him on a one-year or a cheap-year deal. And then I would say Tartt. Tartt is pretty much the quarterback of this defense when he's out there. He's the guy who does all the communicating. If Saleh's going to take this cover three system over to Detroit or wherever he lands, he's going to need somebody that can react, who can call out the defense, and who can take control back there. And Tartt, he might not be that expensive. You might be able to get him at a discount at will. So I would look at those three guys. The other guys are possibly going to be signed back by the 49ers.
All right, there was no beating around the bush right there from the 49ers analyst and former safety Donte Whitner, also known as Donte Hitner. He said Saleh could go to Detroit and take with him Jaquiski Tartt, the starting free safety currently for the 49ers, making about $6 million a year. Kaywan Williams, very good slot corner. Akello Witherspoon, another solid cornerback. All three of those guys are unrestricted free agents. What do the Lions need a giant overhaul of? The secondary. Now, Richard Sherman's also available. Is he going to come to Detroit too? I don't think so. I would doubt it. But do the Lions need a free safety? Yes. Tartt is the captain of that defense. They love him. Awesome. If Saleh could bring Tartt, Williams, and Witherspoon all to Detroit, wouldn't you take that in a second? The Lions are desperate for cornerbacks and safeties. Desperate. Going into next year, you have to figure Okuda is going to be a starter. You drafted him number three. Other than that, are there any other cornerbacks on this team that you're saying, oh, they definitely have to start? I mean, they signed Desmond Trufant. He's never healthy. Is Oruwariye a starter? I don't know. I'm not saying it's a lock. Not at all. Tartt at free safety? Sign me up. Very interesting that already they're out in San Francisco talking about who's Saleh, where Saleh's going, and who he's taking with him. I love it. All right, we'll get a special guest in here tomorrow on Locked On Lions. Don't forget the Locked On crossover on Thursday. Locked On Vikings. and Locked On Lions come together for one last crossover on Thursday, as we'll get you ready for Detroit and Minnesota. Do that the remainder of the week. Thank you for listening here on Locked On Lions. I'll talk to you tomorrow.